T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
First date, check. It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
It's time for second date update here on the Wake Up Call. And Joe is on this morning. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, good morning.
Joe and Melissa met on Tinder, decided to meet up for some drinks before the bars started closing down again. Joe said that he thought he and Melissa had a great time, really got along. He really liked that she had a fiery personality. But Joe, when you texted her to go out again, what did she say?
She straight up told me she had a bad time and wasn't interested in seeing me again.
Wow, like...
Well, that's very direct. Okay.
Very direct.
So why are you
here? Why are we here?
I just want to know why she had a bad time. You know, normally I just get ghosted and I get it. That's how people act these days. But to just be that direct, and when I said, oh, why did you have a bad time? She hasn't responded. I just want to know what I did so that I can avoid doing it in the future, you know?
All right, Joe, hang on the line, okay?
All right.
Hi, is this Melissa?
This is she.
Hi, Melissa. Thanks for holding. It's the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. This is a segment we do called Second Date Update. We're calling because we have a couple of questions about the date you went on with Joe. We talked to Joe and we found out that you were very to the point on not wanting to go out on another date. But we felt like it was necessary maybe to ask why. Can you elaborate on your date a little bit for us?
I don't know how more direct I can be when I say no thank you.
He doesn't need the directness. He needs the reason.
Yeah. Right.
Well, of course he needs the reason because he needs to know everything.
Oh.
Huh. I see.
Okay.
Like, what do you mean? Give us an example.
So while we're on this date, he decides that he needs to lecture me about the proper pronunciation of bruschetta, like to the point where he even asks the waitress what she thought the pronunciation was.
Oh, my God. That's so obnoxious. That's so obnoxious.
Oh, my
absolutely,
God.
Absolutely. And that's just like, that was just one part of the date. That was just the fact that he needed to be right to the point where this new person that he met, you know, we're on a first date, he needs to prove himself right to me.
All right, hold on. Let's get Joe on. Joe, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Joe, you're on with Melissa.
Hey, Melissa.
Okay. So Joe, do you feel maybe you were coming off as a little bit of like a know-it-all or a little kind of a smart ass like during dinner?
I would like to hear a different example. Mm-hmm. It's called bruschetta. Bruschetta. And I was just trying to tell her that's how it's pronounced. And
who cares?
The waitress just happened literally, to be there as
Joe,
I was
Joe,
saying this.
Joe,
there's no what? Way.
Who cares?
I mean, I care.
And you're an a-hole about stuff like that. If somebody
it's
calls a chimp
fact.
A monkey, you have to correct them. And you're a little bit of a know-it-all.
That's true. A chimp is not a monkey. It's an ape. And now you know that.
Sensitive.
I'll never
I think
say
she's
it.
She's overly sensitive. If I just say, oh, by the way, it's pronounced this way, and she immediately is like, oh, this guy's
no, no,
a know-it-all.
No, no,
that's
no,
a great
no,
point,
no,
Joe.
No.
That's a
that's
great point.
That's not what you did. He didn't just say that, and then she went, okay, whatever, who cares? He
which is an a-hole response, by the way, even if she did that. But go
he
on.
He brought a third person in to prove how
okay.
right he
Jill,
is.
Okay, Jill, so let me ask you well, then.
I have a question. Were you there? Then how do you know what actually happened?
Jill, she just told us.
I was about to be on your side, man. Don't make it worse for me, okay? So listen, did when you said that, did she believe you or not believe you? Is that why you called the waitress over?
I don't know what she told you, but what I said, she said bruschetta. I said, oh, it's actually pronounced bruschetta. And she said, really? And the waitress just happened to be there. And I said, excuse me, is it pronounced bruschetta or bruschetta? And I was, by the way, for the record, I was correct. The waitress agreed with
me. Of course you were.
Walking by, obviously busy, and you're like, excuse me, like, you need to, this pronounced bruschetta, right? And like the look on her face.
You need to calm down or do some therapy or something. I truly don't know what the damage is.
Wow, you were turning this around on me.
I think you're both in the wrong, but I think I'm a little bit more on Team Joe here.
Okay, nothing about that shocks me, I have to tell you.
If somebody in my proximity orders a gyro, it makes my skin crawl. And I go, just so you know, it's pronounced gyro. And there's nothing wrong with doing that. If somebody like Melissa or somebody, anybody, takes that as an offense, that is because they have some sort of, it's a trigger for them. How dare you correct me? But you are wrong.
Okay, but correcting somebody.
No, I am not wrong. I am not wrong. It's bruschetta. It's not bruschetta. It's like him coming in and saying, like, oh, by the way, your name is pronounced Merlurser. Like, no.
Oh, man.
Cool. All right, so cool. All right, so obviously, no second date. Joe, did you get your clarification now? Are you fine with this?
Yep. No, I'm just dodged a bullet on that one.
There
Thanks
you go.
For the
we all know. Yeah. Now we all know.
Thank God you'll be okay now.
All right, it's second date update on the Wake Up Call.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.